The Emperor's Gift by Rajan Khanna. Siam watched his daughter Zhen from across the room, and the familiar ache cut through him. He had carried her to the window, and she sat there, pressed against the glass, as if imprisoned. Siam crossed the room and placed the clockwork flower into her tiny hands. She looked up at him, smiled, then pressed the catch with one little finger. Petals spiraled open from the central disc with a series of whirs and ticks, then closed again. Zhen smiled as the sequence repeated itself. Siam ran one hand through her black hair and then turned back to his workshop. It was little more than a trinket, a toy, but he figured that he might have bought her a day at least. Her illness was stealing what time she had left, and he could only buy it back little by little. The familiar clicks and whirls greeted him as he sat at his workbench. Time, he thought. He was surrounded by time and the multitude of clocks and watches that filled the space, and yet it remained in short supply. His fingers moved lightly, despite his leaden heart. Zhen had always loved the pandas. At first, they'd been a distraction. On the days when Zhen asked about her mother and Siam couldn't find the right words, he would take her to the preserve and together they would watch the pandas, and the world of pain and grief and mourning would retreat for a while. Siam delighted in the way his daughter watched, smiling and laughing, as if the pandas were able to open some kind of passage between them that allowed only brightness and joy. It became a treat, a way for Siam to bask in Jen's happiness. Then later, when the illness first took hold, before she became too weak, too fragile to leave the house, it was a way to forget about it for a time. He would hold her in his arms and watch the large creatures as they bent the bamboo, chewing contentedly. He'd envied their simple lives, the lives that appeared to consist solely of eating, sleeping, and playing. There seemed no place in those lives for grief. Only later did he learn that the pandas had to eat constantly, or else they would die.